There is a chaplaincy program in Milwaukee that responds to crime scenes and fires, and even to the unrest that occurred in Sherman Park this summer. 40 people of faith are involved, including Pastor Alexis Twido, who coordinates the Salvation Army program. Today, we introduce you to Twido in Life's Voices, our year-end series featuring people who quietly do important work in our community. She says the first call she received was to comfort the family of Layla Peterson, shortly after the child was shot to death while sitting on her grandfather's lap. Twido spoke to WUWM's Latoya Dennis about her calling.
My name, Alexis, means helper of mankind. I've tried to fight this for years. I was very active in my church growing up in high school, and church members would say, "You're going to be a pastor one day." And I would say, "No, I don't want to be a pastor. I want to be a teacher." And I would constantly come back to that. And even in college, as I was starting to feel the pull towards ministry, there were still things that made me hesitant. Sometimes I find that the church is too reactionary. They're not bold enough. They don't come out in front of things and be the prophetic witness that they need to be. In my seminary time, as I was thinking about what kind of place I would serve as a pastor, I felt a lot of tension in my soul because I didn't know where I would fit. I'm doing the mission and ministry that I know that I need to be doing. You know, sometimes I've talked with friends and even other pastors, and people wonder, like, am I doing the thing that I am supposed to be doing? Is the time that I'm spending doing these tasks important? Does it matter? Is there something more important I could be doing with my time? And when I'm doing the work that I'm doing, when I'm meeting with these families, I don't have that question. I know that in those moments, there is no other place more important than I need to be. I don't fit the image of what most people think as a pastor. I also don't fit the image of the type of person people think are going into the inner city to respond to families in crisis. Part of the reason I wrestled with the ministry question is because I didn't feel like I fit. I am pierced and tattooed and just have a very strong sense of who I am and all the imperfections that come with that, knowing that in the midst of those that God has called me. I also don't look like who people expect to be coming to support families who are victims of homicides in our inner city because I'm white, because I'm Lutheran, because I'm a woman. But what most people don't realize is I'm from Milwaukee. I grew up in Milwaukee. I live in Sherman Park. I live six blocks away from where Savelle Smith was killed. I went to Rufus King High School. Milwaukee is deeply embedded in not the suburbs, but the city is in my soul. Most of my friends and family are not surprised that I'm doing what I'm doing, but it's not something I would have planned. It's the way that God works, you know, little pieces come together, and I feel like I've been trained my whole life to be in this place and to be able to help provide this care. There are two prayers that are often on my heart and lips. One is, Lord, use me where I can be used. The other prayer is a prayer for peace. I pray for that peace that passes understanding, that is rooted in hope and is grounded in love, and a peace that is full of justice and is full of opportunity and the abundance of life.
Pastor Alexis Twido coordinates the Salvation Army's chaplaincy program. She spoke to WUWM's Latoya Dennis as part of our annual Life's Voices series.